When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
Hello, movie and TV fans. Welcome back to the Cinema Gold Show. And of course, today we're continuing our series, Central City Rewatch, episode by episode breakdown of The Flash. This week we are on Season 1, Episode 2, Fastest Man Alive. Before we dive right in, let me know your thoughts on The Flash, especially this episode, in the comments section below, and I'll try to respond to all the comments that are posted. With that, let's dive into today's review of Fastest Man Alive. When a television series launches with a strong pilot, the second episode has an unbeatable job. It must reassure viewers that the success of the first installment wasn't a fluke. A pilot is allowed to be flashy. It is, after all, the introduction, the hook, that reels people in. The second episode must prove that the story has depth, that the characters can sustain interest week after week, and that the central concept isn't going to collapse under its own weight. In this sense, The Flash faced a daunting challenge in 2014. The show had burst onto screens as a spinoff of Arrow, promising a lighter, more optimistic tone while still grounded in emotional realism. The pilot had been praised for its energy, for the charm of its lead actor, Grant Gustin, and for the colorful blend of superhero spectacle with heartfelt character moments. The question loomed large. Could the second episode match or even surpass the expectations set by the premiere? Episode 2, titled Fastest Man Alive, embraces the challenge with confidence. Rather than trying to replicate the exact beats of the pilot, it strikes a careful balance between expanding the mythology, deepening the emotional arcs, and introducing the audience to the villain of the week structure that would define much of the show's early seasons. The episode feels very much like the first real test drive of the series' formula. Barry Allen learning the limits of his power, Team Flash rallying around him in support and skepticism, a metahuman antagonist providing both danger and thematic counterpoint, and a final twist that reminds viewers there are darker currents running beneath the cheerful tone. The story begins with Barry Allen continuing his narration, a storytelling device borrowed from comic books that situates the audience firmly inside the mind of the protagonist. Barry reiterates his identity. He's the fastest man alive. But the truth is that he is still fumbling with what that means. The pilot ended with Barry donning his suit and choosing to embrace his powers. Fastest Man Alive asks the natural follow-up question. What happens the day after? Barry has thrown himself headfirst into superheroics. In an opening montage, he stops muggings, foils robberies, and saves people from everyday disasters around Central City. He does all of this with infectious enthusiasm, and for a moment, the show almost feels like a golden age comic book come to life. Pure fun, pure optimism. Yet the episode wastes a little time in reminding us that even speed has its consequences. After saving workers from a burning building, Barry collapses from exhaustion. His body unable to keep up with the demands of constant superhuman activity? Dr. Caitlin Snow and Cisco Ramon quickly diagnose the problem. Barry's metabolism is accelerated, and unless he consumes a staggering number of calories, his body will simply burn out. This detail is both a clever piece of pseudoscientific grounding and an elegant metaphor for Barry's personality, his instinct to do everything for everyone without pausing to consider his own limits. Meanwhile, the city faces a new threat. A string of robberies, violent attacks, and corporate espionage is traced back to a single man, Dan Black, a disgraced scientist with the ability to clone himself at will. Known in the comics as Multiplex, Black provides the perfect villain for Barry's early days. A man whose power isn't simply strength or speed, but numbers. Every time Barry tries to subdue him, another clone appears, turning the fight into a battle against an army. What makes him compelling, however, isn't just the visual gimmick of duplication. His motives are deeply personal. Black blames billionaire industrialist Simon Stagg for stealing his research and driving him to ruin. Revenge, not world domination or random chaos, fuels his crimes. This motivation makes him a mirror for Barry, a man whose life was altered by forces outside his control, forced to decide whether to turn pain into justice or vengeance. Overlaying the central conflict is the ongoing drama of Barry's personal relationships. Detective Joe West, Barry's surrogate father, is openly skeptical about Barry's new double life. Joe insists that Barry should let the police handle dangerous criminals. He sees Barry's heroics not as inspiring, but reckless, a young man blinded by grief and adrenaline. Their confrontations crackle with emotional tense because they come from a place of love. Joe doesn't want to lose another parent figure in Barry's life. Barry, desperate to prove himself, chafes under that concern.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG Appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com. When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more, like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork, refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer, or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in, all with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Their relationship is the heartbeat of the episode, and in many ways of the series itself. Iris West, Barry's longtime friend and unspoken love interest, has her own subplot. She becomes fascinated with the city's mysterious speedster, whom the press dubs the Streak. Unaware of Barry's secret, Iris begins to investigate, setting up the irony of a journalist chasing a story that's closer to home than she realizes. While her role in this episode is relatively light, it plants seeds for her evolution into a more active player in the mythology of the Flash. The climax occurs at Stagg Industries, where Barry finally confronts Black in a sprawling battle. Initially overwhelmed by the sheer number of clones, Barry learns to adapt. By focusing on the original Black rather than the duplicates, he gains the upper hand. Yet victory is bittersweet. Black falls to his death, consumed by his obsession with revenge. The villain is gone, but the emotional lesson remains. Power without restraint is self-destructive. The episode ends on a darker note that contrasts with its otherwise optimistic tone. Harrison Wells, the enigmatic scientist who has been mentoring Barry, pays a visit to Simon Stagg. In a chilling scene, Wells murders him to protect Barry's future. It's a moment that reaffirms Wells as one of the most compelling mysteries of the season. Is he guardian, manipulator, or something far more sinister? By the time the credits roll, Fastest Man Alive has accomplished its mission. It has expanded the world, grounded Barry's powers in realistic consequences, delivered exciting action sequences, and deepened the emotional stakes. In short, it has proven that The Flash can maintain its momentum beyond the thrill of a pilot. One of the reasons The Flash stands out among superhero television shows is its commitment to character-driven storytelling. While the spectacle of Barry Allen racing through Central City or finding a swarm of clones is entertaining, the emotional core of the show lies in its relationships. Episode 2, Fastest Man Alive, continues this focus by deepening the dynamics between Barry, Joe, Iris, and Harrison Wells. Each relationship introduces a different perspective on what it means to wield extraordinary power, grounding the series in human drama, even as it deals with fantastical elements. Before we continue, I'd like to take a time out to thank our sponsor, Paramount Plus. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Plus, the streaming home for entertainment that truly has something for everyone. Whether you're into edge-of-your-seat thrillers, family favorites, or binge-worthy originals, Paramount Plus delivers it all. Stream blockbuster movies fresh from theaters. Hit shows like Yellowstone spinoffs, NCIS, and Survivor. Plus exclusive originals you won't find anywhere else. Sports fans, you're covered too. Catch live NFL games, March Madness, Champions League, and so much more all in one place. The best part? You can watch anytime, anywhere on your favorite devices, and even download episodes for those offline moments. So don't wait. Try Paramount Plus today. Use the link in the description, sign up, and start streaming instantly. Paramount Plus, the streaming service that brings it all together. And with that, let's continue. Barry Allen in this episode embodies the exuberance of a newly minted superhero. He's eager, determined, and perhaps a little reckless. The montage of him thwarting everyday crimes reveals his personality. Barry wants to help everyone. To him, no problem is too small. Whether it's a mugging or a multi-building fire, his boundless optimism is endearing, but it also reveals his naivety. He hasn't yet learned that power, no matter how vast, comes with boundaries. The moment where Barry collapses after rescuing people from the burning building is pivotal. It isn't just a physical setback, it's an emotional one. Barry has spent most of his life yearning for the impossible, to clear his father's name, to find justice for his mother, become more than that awkward CSI who is always late. When he finally gains power, the realization that he can't simply charge head-on into every situation is sobering. Grant Gustin plays the scene with a mixture of stubborn pride and quiet vulnerability. His Barry isn't frustrated that his body failed him so much that he feels he is failing the people who need him. This tension, the desire to be limitless versus the necessity of acknowledging limits, becomes one of Barry's defining traits throughout the series. In later seasons, he faces threats that test his morality, his leadership, and even his sense of self. But the roots of that arc can be traced back to Fastest Man Alive, where he first learns that speed alone doesn't make him a hero. Detective Joe West, portrayed with gravitas and warmth by Jesse L. Martin, is the emotional anchor of the series. In the pilot, Joe was skeptical of Barry's story about his mother's murder, dismissing it as a child's fantasy. By the second episode, however, he has become a central figure in Barry's life, both as a surrogate father and as a moral compass. Joe's skepticism about Barry's powers is framed not as narrow-mindedness, but as hard-earned pragmatism. He has seen the devastation caused by crime and the limits of human ability. When Barry races into danger, Joe doesn't see inspiration. He sees a young man risking his life without fully understanding the consequences. His plea for Barry to let the police handle matters is rooted in paternal protectiveness. The turning point in their dynamic comes late in the episode, when Joe finally admits that while he doesn't believe in the impossible, he believes in Barry. It's a moment of emotional vulnerability from a man defined by stoicism. By telling Barry that he has faith in him, Joe bridges the gap between skepticism and support. This scene is one of the highlights of the entire first season because it encapsulates the father-son dynamic at the show's heart. Barry doesn't just need a mentor in science or speed. He needs someone to remind him that his humanity matters more than his powers. Candace Patton's Iris West has a smaller role in this episode, but it's an important one. Her subplot revolves around her fascination with the mysterious speedster dubbed the Streak. She is determined to uncover the truth, taking notes and gathering evidence. The irony, of course, is that the subject of her investigation is her best friend, who is standing right beside her. On a surface level, Iris serves as comic relief and narrative irony, a character chasing a secret that the audience is already in on. Yet her subplot also emphasizes a reoccurring theme of the show, the difficulty of living a double life. Barry cannot reveal his secret to Iris, not yet, and the distance it creates between them is palpable. In many ways, Iris's journalistic curiosity foreshadows her eventual role as a truth seeker and moral voice in Barry's journey. Though her characterization is underdeveloped here, compared to later seasons, Iris represents the human side of Barry's struggle. She doesn't need to run at the speed of light to contribute to the narrative. Instead, she anchors Barry to the world he is trying to protect, even if she doesn't yet know the full extent of his role in it. And then we have Harrison Wells, mentor or manipulator. If Joe West represents paternal love, Harrison Wells embodies intellectual mentorship, albeit with a sinister undercurrent. Tom Cavanaugh's performance in Fastest Man Alive is masterful in its ambiguity. On the surface, Wells is supportive, guiding Barry through the scientific consequences of his abilities. He reassures Barry that his powers are not a curse, but a gift. His encouragement helps Barry believe in himself, yet the final scene of the episode shatters any illusion of Wells as a purely benevolent figure. His murder of Simon Stagg is cold, calculated, and unsettling. The moment recontextualizes all his previous interactions with Barry. Was his mentorship genuine or merely manipulation to ensure Barry follows a particular path? Wells represents the darker side of genius, the reminder that intellect without morality can be dangerous. His duplicity gives the show a serialized hook that elevates it beyond a simple villain of the week structure. The thematic resonance of Fastest Man Alive is rich, weaving together the character arcs into a cohesive whole. At its core, the episode is about responsibility. Barry wants to save everyone, to erase the helplessness he felt as a child watching his mother die. But responsibility is not synonymous with omnipotence. The episode teaches him and the audience that even superheroes must acknowledge their limits. Morality is another reoccurring theme. Barry may be fast, but he is still vulnerable. His collapse after the fire rescue reminds us that he is human, not a god. Danton Black's death underscores the destructive consequence of obsession, while Simon Stagg's murder reveals that wealth and influence cannot protect one from fate. In a world of many humans, mortality remains the great equalizer. Superhero stories often live or die by the strength of their antagonists. A compelling villain doesn't just provide physical opposition. They reflect something essential about the hero, acting as a distorted mirror. In Fastest Man Alive, the metahuman Danton Black, better known in DC Comics lore as Multiplex, feel like they should have picked a better name for that, serves this purpose. Danton Black is a scientist who developed the ability to clone himself. Unlike many comic book villains whose motives are grandiose, Black's drive is intensely personal. His life was destroyed when billionaire Simon Stagg exploited and stole his research, leaving him embittered and desperate for vengeance. This grounding in human suffering makes him more than just a gimmick with a flashy power. He's a man who once had promise, now twisted by betrayal and consumed by rage. Thematically, Danton's story parallels Barry. Both men were changed by forces outside of their control. Both suffered personal loss and were given extraordinary abilities. The key difference lies in their response. Barry chose to use his gifts for altruism, while Danton gives in to bitterness. This contrast highlights one of the central ideas of The Flash. Circumstances don't define you. Your choices do. From a purely visual standpoint, Danton's cloning powers offer a unique challenge for Barry. Unlike a villain with singular strength or speed, Multiplex turns every encounter into a numbers game. The fight sequences are chaotic yet engaging, forcing Barry to think strategically rather than simply outrun his opponent. The final showdown at Stagg Industries, where Barry learns to identify and focus on the prime, Danton, rather than his duplicates, demonstrates the kind of clever problem-solving that distinguishes The Flash from more straightforward action shows. While Danton Black doesn't leave the kind of lasting impression that iconic villains like Reverse Flash or Zoom would later provide, his presence in Episode 2 is crucial. He sets the template for the series' Villain of the Week structure, while also serving as a cautionary tale what Barry could become if grief and obsession outweighed his compassion. One of the show's greatest challenges from the outset was rendering Barry's super speed in a way that felt both believable and cinematically exciting on a network television budget. Fastest Man Alive demonstrates that the creative team was up to the task. The episode expands on the pilot's visual language for Barry's powers. Every time he runs, arcs of lightning trail behind him, a visual flourish that not only looks dynamic, but also reinforces the idea that Barry's abilities are tied to forces of nature. These streaks of light distinguish him from other speedsters in pop culture and become a visual signature for this series. The sequence where Barry rescues workers from the burning building is particularly impressive. The flames and smoke are rendered with a mix of practical effects and CGI, and Barry's darting movements through the chaos are fluid without feeling weightless. The moment when he collapses afterwards grounds the spectacle, reminding us that the human body is still at the center of this extraordinary display. Danton Black's cloning power also benefits from surprisingly effective visual execution. While the budgetary limitations occasionally show, certain shots reveal a stiffness in the duplicated figures, the overall effect is convincing. The climatic battle with dozens of multiplex clones feels intense, and the choreography ensures that the audience can follow the action without being overwhelmed by visual clutter. The cinematography continues to set The Flash apart from its darker predecessor, Arrow. Central City is bathed in vibrant colors, reflecting the show's more optimistic tone. Even nighttime scenes are infused with energy, avoiding the desaturated palette that characterized so much of early 2010s superhero media. The visual identity was crucial in establishing The Flash as its own entity rather than simply a spinoff. Blake Neely's musical score is one of The Flash's unsung strengths. In Fastest Man Alive, the score heightens both the action and the quieter moments. When Barry races through Central City, triumphant brass and soaring strings emphasize the thrill of superspeed. In contrast, when Barry collapses or doubts himself, the music softens, relying on piano motifs that underscore his humanity. The sound design is equally effective. The whoosh of Barry's speed, the crackle of lightning, and the eerie duplication sound when Danton Black splits into clones and all add texture to the viewing experience. These auditory cues become as iconic as the visual effects, immersing the audience in the heightened reality of the show. In many ways, the music and sound in this episode highlight the tonal balance that makes The Flash unique. The score never allows the show to tip too far into darkness, even when Wells commits murder. Instead, it maintains an undercurrent of hope, a reminder that at its core, The Flash is about optimism and perseverance. One of the most impressive elements of Fastest Man Alive is the way it foreshadows the larger storylines that will define The Flash across its first season, and in some ways, the entire series. First glance, the episode may appear to be a straightforward villain of the week entry, but beneath the surface, it plants the seeds that grow into multi-season arcs. The most obvious piece of foreshadowing is Harrison Wells' duplicity. His brutal murder of Simon Stagg in the final scene is shocking not only because it reveals Wells' capacity for violence, but because of what it implies. Wells sees Barry not merely as a protege, but as an essential figure whose future must be protected at any cost. This scene reframes the mentor-student dynamic, casting it in a sinister light. The ambiguity surrounding Wells' motives, is he manipulating Barry for selfish ends, or does he truly believe he is safeguarding the future? Fuels speculation that keeps audiences engaged throughout the season. In hindsight, the moment foreshadows Wells' eventual unmasking as the Reverse Flash. The episode also hints at the larger theme of the metahuman threat in Central City. Multiplex may be a one-off villain, but his existence demonstrates that Barry is not alone in being transformed by the particle accelerator explosion. Every metahuman Barry faces from here on out, from Captain Cold to the Weather Wizard to Gorilla Grodd, owes their existence to the same event. This narrative device not only ties the villains together, but also reinforces Barry's sense of responsibility. The accident that gave him his powers also unleashed chaos on the city, and it is up to him to contain it. Barry's collapse after the fire rescue foreshadows another recurring theme, the physical and emotional toll of being a hero. Unlike Superman, who is often depicted as invulnerable, Barry is fragile. His speed is both a gift and a burden. This theme reoccurs in later episodes, such as The Runaway Dinosaur and Enter Flash Time, where Barry grapples with exhaustion, trauma, and the limits of even his extraordinary abilities. By grounding his powers in physical consequence, The Flash distinguishes itself from other superhero shows that lean too heavily on spectacle without acknowledging cost. Finally, Iris's fascination with the Streak hints at her eventual role as a truth seeker and partner in Barry's life as the Flash. Though her subplot here is light, it foreshadows her evolution in one of the show's central moral compasses. Her curiosity represents not just a journalistic instinct, but the idea that truth, once pursued, will eventually come to light, no matter how fast Barry tries to run from it. While Fastest Man Alive is not often cited as one of the show's most iconic episodes, its legacy lies in its role as proof of concept. The pilot was a promise. Episode 2 was the delivery. It demonstrated that the Flash could sustain its narrative momentum, balancing weekly threats with serialized mystery. The episode also set narrative and thematic patterns that would echo throughout the series. The idea that every villain represents a distorted reflection of Barry is present here in Danton Black and would recur in characters like Zoom, Savitar, and DeVoe. The tension between Barry's desire to save everyone and his physical or emotional limitations would become a recurring motif, revisited in increasingly dramatic ways as the stakes escalated. Most importantly, Fastest Man Alive solidified the emotional core of the show. The relationships. Joe's speech to Barry remains one of the most memorable moments of the season, encapsulating the heart of the series. Wells' murder of Stagg established a long game mystery that kept fans theorizing for months. Iris's subplot kept her tied to the central narrative, even before she knew Barry's secret. Each of these elements ensured that The Flash was more than just a parade of CGI speed battles. It was a story about people navigating extraordinary circumstances. Fastest Man Alive is more than just the second episode of a promising new show. It's the episode that proved The Flash had staying power. By balancing exhilarating action with heartfelt drama, introducing a compelling villain while deepening the central relationships and planting seeds for future storylines, the episode cemented the series' identity. Barry's journey in this episode, from reckless enthusiasm to sobering realization, mirrors the show's own trajectory. Like Barry, the Flash learns that speed alone isn't enough. Sustainability requires heart, strategy, and resilience. The episode also reinforces the idea that heroism is not defined by invincibility, but by perseverance, even when faced with failure. The legacy of Fastest Man Alive lies in its ability to embody the essence of the Flash. It is fun without being frivolous, emotional without being melodramatic, and optimistic without being naive. It reminds viewers that the core of superhero stories is not the powers themselves, the people who wield them, their choices, their relationships, and their humanity. By the time the credits roll, Barry Allen has taken his first real step towards becoming the Flash we know and love. The episode assures the audience that the race is just beginning and that it will be a race worth following. And with that, let me know your thoughts on Episode 2, Fastest Man Alive, in the comments section below. As always, give us a thumbs up if you like our video, hit that subscribe button down below, hit the bell notification button so you can be notified of future videos that drop every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and possibly earlier, depending on events that are happening at the time. And if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold. As always, your support helps the channel grow, upgrade equipment, bring a new host, be able to pay them, and of course, take this show on the road, which we'd love to do episodes from D23, Comic-Con, and other major entertainment events across the country. And your support can help make that happen. And with that, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.